This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Anthony Lau, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y-L-I-U. Date of birth 12/08/1973. Date of appointment May 7, 2026. Requesting physician David Ouyang, D-A-V-I-D-O-U-Y-A-N-G, M-D. Dear David Ouyang, I have the pleasure of seeing Anthony Lai today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 52-year-old right-handed Caucasian, 52-year-old right-handed Chinese man who presented to the emergency room of the St. Mary's Hospital in the month of March 2026 due to the left-sided weakness. MRI of the brain done 2 times, but it did not show any new stroke. It shows old stroke, which is encephalomalacia of the right frontal lobe. Patient did not have any weakness before. In the hospital, he was seen by hematologist to rule out any hypercoagulable workup and cardiologist. The workup is negative, including CT angiogram of the head and neck, echocardiogram. Patient is currently living in the Fulton County Rehabilitation Center. He was seen as outpatient and in hematologist office. He is a Han Chinese, H-A-N, Han Chinese. These people have homozygous germline PA14G4G mutation, which are mutation that increase incidence of atherosclerotic disease and cerebrovascular disease. Hematologists send the workup including PA1 genotype and PA1 level. Patient is having a spasm of the left side. He cannot walk. He cannot stand up. He came into the office with wheelchair. Past medical history, stroke, hemiplegia, pancytopenia, muscle weakness, lack of coordination, asthma, conversion disorder, hyperlipidemia, unsteadiness on feet, dermatitis. Past surgical history, none, allergy, milk containing product, medication, Tylenol, aspirin 81 milligram, atorvastatin 80 milligram, baclofen 20 milligram, chlorhexidine, clopidogrel 75 mg daily, Tacosid sodium, enoxaparin 40 mg subcutaneous injection every 24 hour, glycerin, hydrocortisone cream, loratadine multivitamin, socialisti, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, lives in the nursing home, family history, not available, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having a weakness left side more than the right, and a spasm on the left side. Physical examination, blood pressure 130/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1 S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sour bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is a minimal left facial droop present, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, spasticity present left more than the right, motor system examination strength right sided 4/5, left sided distally 0/5, proximally 3/5, deep tendon reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 52-year-old right-handed Chinese man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, old stroke in the right frontal region. Number two, left-sided hemiplegia. Number three, muscle spasm. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to discontinue the baclofen. I would like to start Flexeril 5 mg PO 3 times daily and increase to 10 mg PO 3 times daily after 1 week. If this will not work, then diazepam 5 mg PO 3 times daily can be started and increased to 10 mg 3 times daily. Continue the physical therapy. He is already seeing a hematologist. I will suggest to follow with Albany Medical Center to rule out any other reason for his symptom besides stroke. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office for as needed basis.